We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Leaving your grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Dean PXY, explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
It's a great idea. If you want to put your relationship in jeopardy.
Oh,
great
Corey, idea. Stop being dramatic.
Today's Savage or Sensible, it's an email that we got. I'm not going to say the woman's name because I don't know necessarily where she is on this one, which person she is, but she wrote to us. You can always email savage@98pxy.com. Attempting to rekindle a friendship with an ex, even though you're dating someone currently and have been together a year. Not to mention this relationship with your ex did not end on so good terms.
Plot twist, I wrote this in because it's my exact story.
Is that you? No, that's not. It definitely was not you.
No.
I know this person's name. Again, I'm not going to say it because I don't know if they are the one trying to rekindle or if it's their ex trying to rekindle. So I don't want to blow
or
anybody
if they're
up.
They're the SO of the ex who is trying to rekindle.
There's a lot of spots here, and I'm trying to look at it from every single angle. And every single angle that I look at it from, this is a terrible idea, which makes this just savage. A savage move. Like, ultimately, when it comes down to it, what are you trying to gain here?
Just a nice little lifelong friendship. I mean, you had some good times with this person. Sure, it didn't end on great terms.
Yeah, but it's over. Those times are over. Move on.
I don't think
Not everyone is meant to... Look, you can have people have a big impact in your life. You can date them, and then you can move on. It's how life goes. It's not necessary. This is completely unnecessary. And if you're the person dating someone and they're like, hey, so my ex reached out and thought about hanging out. Like you can have as much trust in that relationship as humanly possible. But deep down low, there's part of you that's like, that seems like a bad idea.
I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with maturity, if I'm
being
honest.
Oh, here we go. Okay, tell me about maturity.
I think that if you are mature enough to, you know, just keep a very platonic, open friendship with your ex.
Yeah.
Things can go great. You were so close with this person. They know everything about you. You know everything about them.
Sure.
Why waste away such a good thing? Why not just, you know, end it on great terms? I know it didn't end on great terms, but you can bring it right back to the top.
Yeah.
And have a completely different relationship with this person.
Yeah. Or you could stop living in the past and just move on with your life.
I can't do that.
There's also that. Think about this. I think you're looking at this from the lens of if you're the person in a relationship and your ex reaches out to you and wants to kind of rekindle friendship again. But who knows what their ulterior motives are? Maybe they have more in mind. Maybe they don't. That's kind of neither near nor there. But think about this, Brace. Think about if you're in the other position. Say it's...
I have been in the other position.
Okay,
though.
And you are okay with them reaching out to their ex?
Well, not... okay, listen.
All right, it's about to become not so sensible. Oh,
listen,
shocking.
At the
Tell me more about maturity.
At the time, this was a relationship I had in the past that I'm actually now friends with this person.
Okay.
So it's all coming full circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They cheated on me with their ex.
Oh, so this is so sensible. How are you saying this is sensible?
Because,
you are the blueprint. You are the blueprint of what can go wrong.
Because listen, Corey, they were kind of a bad person, okay? Let's be
honest.
The
person that you were dating.
Yes.
Or the person that they got back together with.
Both.
Or both. Okay. So this saved you.
This saved me.
It's some kind of twisted test.
And we ended on horrible terms, hence all of the stuff I just brought up.
Yeah.
But we're friends now. They live in Rochester.
Yeah,
they don't really know a lot of people. Seems
like a them problem.
We go out to dinner.
Look, I remember when I moved to Rochester and I had just gotten out of a 3-year long relationship and I preached on the air. You can be friends with your ex. You can definitely. Oh, it's going to happen. And everyone told me I was an idiot. And everyone told me that it wasn't going to work out. And everyone told me that it was going to cause problems. And it's going to make it harder to get over people. And guess what? All those people, they were 100% right. Because that's the truth.
No, no,
yes.
No. Because
yes.
I hang out with my ex and I am not attracted to her at all. I don't feel anything towards
does
her.
She, like, does she maybe want a little something more?
No, she's with someone else too. We're both with other people.
Okay.
Everything's great.
Okay. I don't know. From my perspective, if I'm the other person, I'm not feeling comfortable.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay, so my current girlfriend is friends with her exes, I think, hopefully. And I don't love it, but I understand
it. I don't love it.
I understand it.
Yeah.
Because I do the same thing. And
you're,
I think
you're just asking for trouble.
I think you're building trust.
You know what this is? This is you and your risk taking. This is you and just loving to live on the edge.
My adrenaline junkie.
Oh, relationships are complicated enough. Let's throw this into the mix and make it even harder.
But don't you think that this is building a level of trust that you probably could never get to?
What? That I'm so comfortable and I trust you so much that you can hang out with people that you used to have sex with and it's not going to bother me?
Yes, Corey.
That's not a kind of trust that I won't even just think about.
Why not?
It's just not necessary. As a texter is jumping in on the Club PXY Save text line, it's 68822, and you can jump in as well for today's Savage or Sensible. Again, attempting to rekindle a friendship with an ex, even though you're dating someone else. They say your ex is your ex for a reason. Keep that door closed. Unless seeing them in public, you can be cordial and kind, but you aren't their friend and never were. You're their significant other. It's different. Different things. Two different things.
But you can be. This is the whole point of the Savage or Sensible. You can be if you so choose.
What do you think the numbers are? What do you think the percentages are? You know me. I'm a logic guy. I like to look at things from kind of an analytical aspect sometimes.
You know me. I can't do basic math. So
we discovered that earlier this week. But what do you think the percentage is of times where this turns out okay versus times where this is a complete and utter disaster? What do you think? You've literally lived through the part where it was a disaster.
I'm 50-50 right now, baby. I'm willing to roll the dice. Let's do it.
I guarantee you, if there was a way to calculate these numbers, it's more of a problem than it is a benefit. It truly is. It really, really is.
I don't know, because things get complicated when there's kids. You have to co-parent. You know what I mean?
I don't know if kids are involved in this situation.
You never know.
Again, you're trying to muddy the waters. You're trying to muddy the... I know exactly what you're doing here.
I'm going to go sensible. It's not that weird.
But even if you have kids, you don't need to be friends. You can be... Again, you could be cordial to each other. If you have to interact with each other because you have kids, that's one thing. But you're not hanging out...
We've had listeners call in the past alone. We've had listeners call in the past, and they do wine nights with their ex and their new SO. It's not that weird.
That's weird.
Everything's fine.
It is. Okay. All right.
Just be mature.
We've got some calls coming through. Hang on. 222-9800 if you want to jump in as well. And, of course, the Club PXY Safe text line open at 69822. Living proof it's Savage. Was married. Decided to start talking to my ex after 12 years of not talking. Now I'm divorced and with my ex. Yeah, that's more likely what's going to be happening here.
No.
Another savage vote on the text line. That's a chapter in your life you leave behind. No one needs that kind of drama in their life. And that's my thing. Like, look,
if it's going to be
this
drama
new person,
and dramatic, then don't do it. But I'm just saying, if everyone is on board with it, if the ex is on board with it, the ex is probably a new SO, your SO, you, everyone's good. You're fine. It's okay.
But the likelihood of that being the outcome is so slim. That's like winning the lottery. It's being struck by lightning. It's relationship struck by lightning, basically.
Okay, this text. I think it's okay if you've stayed friends with your ex, if you guys got together before, but I don't think it's okay to go out of your way to restart a friendship. So if you ended on good terms and you agreed, oh, we're going to stay neutral, we're going to stay friends, then go that way. But she wouldn't go out of her way.
It's a little bit different because... Again, I'm really focusing in on the other person here. The person that
I am that other person, though.
Well, but if they're friends with their ex to start with, like, that might make you uneasy, but you kind of go into that relationship knowing that, right?
Right.
That's the situation you're entering, and that's kind of the risk that you take. If you're already with them, and then they want to rekindle, I think it's completely different. So, let's see. 222-9800. Who is this?
So, I'm going to stay anonymous on this one.
Okay. Sounds good.
Absolutely. Savage. Do not do it. I can talk from experience of trying to be friends with someone who I used to say that I would date, and it did not turn out well. I have been married for 7 years, and even still, I tried to, like, oh, we're just friends. it never turns out
it causes
that way.
Problems.
Don't
yeah.
do it. Do not do it.
You're just asking for trouble. Absolutely. Thank you, Anonymous, for calling in.
Bye. Bye.
Eliana from Brighton, one of our favorites. All right, Savage or Sensible, attempting to rekindle a friendship with an ex, even though you're dating someone else. Breezy says that it is sensible and it can work
sensible.
Out. You had a connection once and you can have a different connection.
Yes.
I say Savage.
I agree.
Thank you, Eliana.
I have a connection with my ex and we're pretty civilized. And we, yeah. in fact, every time one of my oldest sons comes in town, my ex decides to go to dinner, and he says, your mom is welcome to come. And he's been, you know, he got married, he remarried 10 years ago.
Sure. Eliana, I think I went. I think what you're describing is a little different, though. Like, I get being cordial, especially if kids are involved. You kind of have to be,
correct.
Right? You're doing
correct.
That for the kids. But think about if kids weren't, if you didn't have kids involved in this situation, would you be like hanging out on the regular? Because that kind of seems like what is what this person who emailed us is talking
about.
Well,
the thing is, you had feelings for this person. Mm-hmm. The feelings
sure.
are not going to go away.
They are, but also
they're somewhere. You're not exposing them.
But when when you look for a significant other, you're looking for someone who's going to fulfill you, right? And at one point, that person did. And maybe
correct.
Maybe not to the point that they needed to, but they were fulfilling you. If you move
correct.
On, if you move on to a new relationship, aren't you? Shouldn't you be fulfilled by that person? And they are kind of taking
well,
the place?
There's always going to be a little spot for that person that did fulfill you 100% years ago. It's mm-hmm. not going to go away.
It's hibernating. Right. And Eliana,
it's in remission.
It's not in love. Sure, you have love for the person, but you're not in love with them.
You're not in love with them, but there's emotions for them because part of them is in you. It's never going to go away.
I know.
You've been with this person, you have kids with them. It's never going to go away.
No. I think part of them being in you is
sexual.
Probably some of the problem.
It's not sexual, but it's love. Kind of love. I don't know what to call it, but there is emotions for that
That's
person.
That's what I'd be worried about, Eliana.
We're
very
emotional
it's
creatures.
It's never going to go away, but you just have to be mature about it, I think.
It's a level of maturity that Corey will never reach.
Eliana, thank you for calling. Have a
right.
wonderful day.
Yeah, have a... You too. Bye.
Bye. Appreciate the phone call. And all the texts and all the votes at 98pxy.com. According to everyone voting, Savage or Sensible, attempting to rekindle a friendship with an ex, even though you're dating someone else, 83% of the people voting say
savagery.
Oh dear, I might be doing something wrong here.
Don't risk it.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.